Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism.
Okay, go ahead and go live.
This is Lilydale Radio.
Okay.
Oops. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Media Monday. I'm Sharon Hill, and you are listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Every Monday at noon, we have a show with a question, a topic, and call in. The opportunity to call in and get a spot reading or ask your question. So it's pretty awesome. And please share with any of your friends that you think might be appropriate. And who will be interested in getting a spot reading, calling in, or sending a question. And if people would like to contact me, I've been a bit shy on saying anything. I don't think of it when I'm doing this show. But you can always contact me through the contact at RevSharonHill.com is my website, and there is a place there to contact me. You can also, you'll notice this is posted to my page, and that's Rev Sharon Hill at 4th Street Medium. And if you go to my page, you will notice for the month of December and January, I have a special. Holidays are the hardest time if you've lost a loved one, especially if it's the first holiday. I have so many clients who come to me, and really it brings them in. Holidays are difficult. Weekends are hard, holidays are hard, and I do so many readings for people who are missing their loved ones at the holidays. I know I have one client, she actually lost her husband on Thanksgiving, and it's always a difficult time, and once a year she touches in and to communicate with him once again, and it's really pretty awesome. So I am offering a special this season, in the month of December and January, you can get $20 off a private reading, and that would be by phone or by Zoom. So if you find that on my page and you contact me on my website or contact me through my page, I don't know if you can, but if you leave me a message and let me know that you saw that or heard it on the radio, then certainly that will be given to you. And hopefully it will bring peace and joy for the holiday season. So that is our topic for today, and missing our loved ones through the holidays. I remember in my own life, you know, the first holiday was really hard. I lost my brother in the month of August. And as the holidays came up, you know, it's interesting in our family, I have an older sister, and her birthday, you know, is 2 days before my brother's birthday. And for those of you who haven't seen my website or read anything about me, my brother did commit suicide, and it really left a lot of need for healing in the family. You know, suicide leaves more questions than answers, and certainly it was a bad day in all our lives, let me tell you, and for quite a while after. And my sister, whose birthday was just 2 days from my brother's, you know, every year at her birthday, you know, that kind of comes up again. And so, and it's also around Thanksgiving for her. And sometimes her birthday actually is on Thanksgiving. And, you know, so it can be extremely difficult. But touching in with our spirit loved ones, listening to what they have to say, what they share, from the other side can be very enlightening. I know that it was my profound healing and the reason I became a medium, so that I could offer that to others when that's needed. There's nothing else that can do that. And so, you know, certainly I know it's brought healing for many people. And we think about the holiday with COVID, And I know that so many people around me are really feeling sadness. They're feeling the loss of just being able to connect even with their loved ones who are living. And again, you know, Zoom readings allow for families to reconnect. And if you'd like to reconnect with your family on Zoom and your spirit loved ones, you can do that too. And it's a wonderful way to bring the healing to the whole family and to set the tempo. Spirit always comes with the love and brings the joy. And that truly is what the holiday season is about. You know, we come up on the darkest, the shortest days of the year here, the darkest days, and it's right before the dawn comes. And certainly, you know, and in Hanukkah, it's the celebration of the lights. So the return of the light, and certainly Spirit brings the light and the lightness, I found with readings. They bring the spiritual energy and they bring truth to what it's like. And it brings meaning to their life, and they can add meaning through the information they bring, you know, the understanding and meaning to our lives. And it is just a profound experience. So if you find yourself missing loved ones this season, you can call in right now and get a spot reading, or you can talk to me about who you're missing. The number to call in is 818-739-8818. Again, the number for call-in is 818-739-8818. And I don't know if you have to be on the radio show actually to call in. If you do, that would be blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio. Again, that would be blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio. And the call-in number again is 818-739-8818. You call in for a spot reading or to talk to me about missing your loved ones this holiday season. You know, my mom's been gone quite a while, and I'm here in Florida right now in the winter, and it has better weather in the winter than Lilydale, but my heart is in Lilydale, and I'm on the Lilydale radio. I know that there are many events happening for Lilydale. You can go to lilydale.org and find all of the events that are going on now. Giving Tuesday is coming up as well, and that's where, you know, people can donate. And I know that Lilydale has the option for you to donate and to help out if your heart feels that it's in Lilydale and you'd like to contribute. Please go ahead at lilydaleassembly.org and you can find that offering for Giving Tuesday and make your donation to Lilydale. I know also, if you're interested, Church of the Living Spirit, which is one of the churches in Lilydale, is having a candlelight service via Zoom. And you can go on Church of the Living Spirit, C-O-L-S, and .org, I believe, and get an event ticket to bring a candle and have a medium read for you on that candlelight service, which will be held December 19th. I do see we have a number of callers here, so I'd like to take them now. Okay. Caller number one, your phone number is ending in 3390.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Hi, Sharon. This is Cheryl Scott. I'm calling from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I miss being in Anna Maria. It's one of my hometowns.
Yes.
How are
yes.
you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Just delighted to hear your voice and energy in person. I have a question. I normally my third eye opens when it wants to. But this particular time in the kitchen on Thanksgiving, during a very special silent moment with myself and another person, and they didn't realize that this little purple orb circled them and then went over the kitchen counter. I was reluctant to say anything because that belief isn't open with them. Uh-huh. And I just wanted to honor what had happened because we had had a family member go into the hospital on Thanksgiving because of COVID.
Oh my.
And I felt that the energy was there to support, to let us know that he was coming home. Hmm. And sure enough, those prayers were answered, and he came home the following day.
Wonderful.
They kept him in for testing, and yes, he did test positive. But I never had one show its presence that profoundly, and I wanted to work with that more. And you had made quite an impression at the, well, it was called Shrine of the Master back in the day. But you sat in a Monday night class and you made a very profound statement about angels. And it just really impressed me. And I never got to thank you for that and to thank you for the message that you had given me in church that day or that evening. I didn't get to share with you that I normally didn't sit in that seat. But you called out the seat and the aisle and the numbered person, and your guide was right on the money.
Yeah, the Bill Collier.
I never received messages, Sharon. I don't. It's because I feel it's for those that need it more than I did. But evidently, your guide said nope. That's not going to be the case. But.
Yes.
Your energy, your guide's energy set me in that spot. I normally didn't sit in that spot.
Well, that's how it works. Spirit really is in charge. So trust that that's what happened, that spirit selected you. I wouldn't have any idea. I had no idea who'd be sitting there. And, you know, that was something I learned from Bill Collier when he did it in a demonstration that I was a part of. And I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. Let's see if it works. And so you're validating that for me, as well as in the class. Thank you for that. And, you know, in regards to the orb, you might want to touch in, see if it will come to you and acknowledge it. You can acknowledge it, even if you don't acknowledge it out loud to your friend, and see,
right.
You know, receive the energy and the information that it has. Whether it's an individual or a spiritual entity, you know, work with it like that would be my suggestion. It sounds like you understood why it was there, and and I'm so happy that your person came home from the hospital. That's actually wonderful news. But certainly the presence of spirit was around you and making it perfectly clear to you that that was the case. So wonderful. And I appreciate your calling in today. And I appreciate all of your kind words. And I'm wishing you the very best holiday season possible. Would you understand, while I'm with you, would you understand and could you acknowledge a boy who's in and around you, please? Do you have a son?
Yes.
Or okay.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know
yes,
if it's your son or a grandson, but in and around you, they're showing me a son in and around you, and I have a lady here, spirit side. She comes in quite lovely. Her hair is kind of short bobbed and gray. And she comes in and wants to let you know that she's been around. She loves Thanksgiving. I do feel she's coming from a distance, so this might be, you know, when they come in this direction toward me, it may be that it is an in-law, a mother or grandmother spirit who will be an in-law, or are you the mother of this boy, please?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
He is my nephew.
Okay. Then this will be a gratitude, I believe, to him. Who's coming
yes,
in?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. She does. And let you know that she's lighting a candle for you. So tells me someone's probably lit a candle for her.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's not an Advent candle. It's a log that I made of 5 candles.
Oh,
and
awesome.
After losing 9 family members in 11 months, I light the memorial log quite often and give thanks and send flowers up because they send the scent of flowers down. I light that candles quite often. So
yeah.
I really appreciate this.
Yeah, she's acknowledging that she's aware of that. So I wish you all the best, and please receive
thank
her love.
Thank you, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I hope you can feel this virtual hug.
I can. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. On to our next caller, we have Alex from Chesapeake, Virginia. Phone number ending in 3238. Hello, Alex.
Hello. How's it going?
Okay. Do you have a loved one missing?
I don't. I was just hoping for a spot reading.
Spot reading. All right. Well, I can tell that you were in the military because I have a number of military people coming in. And I know that you were active duty because I have a number of military people coming in. And you would understand that, wouldn't you?
I do, and I was.
And you've lost quite a few. I just got chills everywhere. And they're making mention of, Veterans Day, which we just had also in November. And they're telling me that, giving me the sense. Now, I'm not going to mention them individually unless they step forward to do so, but it's kind of like the Brotherhood Pact. Who's coming in, I do feel there were 3 people significant to you that you lost, and they're letting you know that they're aware that you're still active with the veterans. Would that be true, please?
Yes.
Thank you. And they're all woo, 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 woo for that, okay? Because any one of us who's lost, all of us are lost, but none of us are lost. We're all found, is the reference they're giving me, which seems complicated, and it really isn't. It means that we're all here doing this together, and they're also saying for a greater cause, okay? So they were very much in the mindset of the higher purpose in reference to losing their lives here on the earth plane, and that they're just saying it just wasn't your time, They're showing me sitting at a bar drinking beers, with a big foam on them, okay? So I know that you hung out with some people who could chug-a-lug quite a bit or quite well when you had the time to do that. Would you understand?
I do understand.
Okay. And
they're
toasting you, and they're saying this Thanksgiving, did you cook the turkey, please? Because I'm seeing you right in front of the turkey. So either you weren't allowed to carve it, or you cooked it, or you did carve it. I'm not sure the reference. I'm going to show you standing right in front of a cooked turkey, and honestly, it looks delicious.
I did both.
Well, thank you. So they were
cooked it and carved it.
Thank you. Would you understand saying a silent prayer, acknowledging thanks, and acknowledging people prior to doing so? Silently,
yes.
To yourself? Because they are receiving that message that you think of them. And they're letting you know that they are aware that you think of them. Okay? I also have... I also have a feisty little lady here. Would you understand a grandma or great aunt who was on a very small, petite, quite petite.
I do.
Very short.
I do.
That makes sense to you? But she was
yes.
Quite big. Boy, she ran everybody and everything. Do you understand that as well?
I do.
Okay. She's holding up a wooden spoon, which she would have cooked with. And she's chasing you out of the kitchen. So she's making me aware that sometimes in your desire to help, you can actually get in the way. And I think they're showing me that you have a wife who still tells you that. You understand?
I do.
Just bringing you so much love and showing me the girls and showing me that they're still around at the table at Thanksgiving. That was a big holiday for them. And that the Christmas tree is up and we're looking forward to the presents that will be underneath. So I know that they love the holidays and they're bringing a lot of love to you. And they're giving you the, you stay in line and everybody else will too. All right. So I know there's a lot of extra management skills needed this holiday season. So bless you. God bless you and good luck to you. And please receive the love and know that you're thought of as well. And thank you for calling in
thank
and listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio.
I appreciate it, and happy holidays. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next caller is Edie from Philly. Edie? Hello?
Hi, it's Edie.
Edie.
Hello.
I wasn't quite sure, and I thought it might be Edie from Philly. So welcome.
Yeah.
You would like a spot reading?
Yes, if that's possible.
It is not only possible, we're going to do it. All right?
Thank you.
The first thing that comes in is a little dog, actually. I have a little dog running in and running around. You know those kind of, I think they're called corgis. Would you understand someone who had a corgi, please? Or a dog that looked like a corgi. The tail was there was no tail on this dog.
Maybe a pug dog. I'm not sure about a corgi.
Okay, so just remember that then. All right?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Because it runs in and it does look like a corgi. And didn't have a tail, very short legs, but it's not a pug. It's not definitely not a pug. So I can let you know
okay.
that. And I don't know.
I love corgis.
Okay, well, it's coming in. I don't know if you're going to get another dog. Might be coming in for that as well. But a corgi runs in, and I know that you're an animal lover because it was the very first thing that came. And that your heart goes out to animals. They're showing me cats as well. Are you involved with rescue of any kind of animals?
No, other than my own animals.
Okay, but yours are rescue animals because they're giving me this reference. And you have a very tender heart for that is what they're saying. And a lot of gratitude comes, a lot of love is coming through from the animal kingdom for you in doing your part. From what they're showing me, it's a pretty good life to be a pet of yours. you really take very good care of them. You're very hands-on and take very good care of them. And they enjoy it very much from what they're showing me. And they're showing me, I don't know if you live alone now, but they're showing me a time when you lived alone. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I live alone now. Yeah.
Okay, and that you keep the lights, you don't keep many lights on in your house, just what you need right where you are. Yes?
Yeah, I guess. I'm kind of like that with things.
Okay. So they're showing me this and that you like to sit, and they're showing me sitting and reading, but you could be reading a phone, you could be reading other things as well. But that you very much take a lot of time in the evening, or in the evening you like to sit and reflect over your day, think about your life, these kinds of things. Make sense to you?
Yes.
I have a lovely lady and a gentleman both coming through for you from the spirit world, and they would have been a couple in life. And the gentleman had he had some fluff on him. He had a little bit of weight on him. And back in the day, he had dark hair. I don't know what it was like when he passed. But he's showing me in a fireplace, and he's placing a scene. I don't believe that's your house. He's sharing a memory, okay, of sitting in the evening. So this is something that your family did back when. They would sit in the evening, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And that you just kind of naturally developed that habit as well and kept it throughout your life. It was a good time in your growing up years. You think back on that fondly, and they want to let you know that when you're there in your house now, they're around you, okay? And that you've had some inkling of that. In fact, at times you think there's something in your hair, or you'll feel the wind or a bug or something brush by, and that they're letting you know that they're there, and that it's them trying to let you know that. You also are aware of spirit. They're showing me sometimes you'll feel a cold draft on your shoulders. Do you understand that, please?
Yeah.
And they're letting you know they're there, bringing comfort, although I don't know, a cold draft on the shoulders would not be comforting. But oftentimes it compels you to put a wrap on. You have a, you know, where you sit, you have a, like a blanket there and you can wrap. And they're showing this to me, letting you know that they're there. You put a Christmas tree up and there's one ornament on it. It's a small tree. There's one ornament on it that is extremely significant to you. Does that make sense?
No, that does. I don't have a Christmas tree.
Okay. This would have been then. Do you have a memory of this? They may be sharing a memory. Yeah, this will be like a tabletop version. It's not a full tree. This will be like a tree that you put on a tabletop, but I'm seeing an ornament, and it's actually round, and it's too big for the tree. But I feel that it was significant that someone gave it to you. And I don't know, but it feels like a child may have given it to you. Or they're giving reference to a child giving it this ornament, and it was placed on a tree. Do you have a memory of that, please?
I don't think so. Was it brown, you said? The color brown?
No, it was a round. Round.
Oh, round.
The color looks almost light blue or silvery. Silvery, maybe, color, which will be significant. And it's important. Not the ornament isn't fancy, but it's who gave it. That makes all the difference in the world. And I don't know if you gave this ornament to someone, but think about that. I don't want to spend a lot of time if you can't place it right now, but I'm sure it'll make sense to you later. Okay?
Yeah.
And it comes up. You know, visiting old people in the home, visiting our loved ones who are no longer living in their home, they're giving that reference as well. Okay? So I'll leave that with you to consider.
Yeah.
And I have a lady here who's giving me ice cream sandwiches. Is that something you loved?
Yes.
Okay. And you know who that would be then, I feel, coming in.
I think it's my grandmother.
Is that on mom's side or dad's side?
Mom's side.
Okay. She's coming in again from the front. And again, that might indicate there was a divorce in the family or a death and remarriage at one point. That's just how the placement. But she's bringing you an ice cream sandwich because she knows that you love them and you're like, you lit up. Okay, like that was the best thing in the world, and probably the only time you really got them. It looks like your mom might have been a little bit stricter with treats. Okay,
that is accurate.
Okay, and only grandma could get away with that, and you could even have it right before dinner if it were a special visit, right? So that didn't happen in your house ever, not without her. And so she's just bringing you an ice cream sandwich, sitting down, patting your lap and saying, I'll listen to you. So I know that you're in a place where you're thinking a lot about things and a lot about loved ones, and you're missing them, and she knows that, and there isn't anyone really that you can talk to about that right now. So she's bringing you the love, and while you sit in the living room and think about your loved ones, she wants to let you know that they're with you and that they'll be there through the holidays. And yes, I'm not seeing a tree in your house. You are more of a New Year's kind of girl and making resolutions that never happen. Is that about it?
Yeah. Did you say making resolutions that never happen?
Yes. Like you have a New Year's ceremony where you do resolutions, and then I don't know by the end of the year how many we can check off, like most people.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, perhaps.
But they're giving you the kudos on the intention to think about your year and reflect and think about your year ahead. So they're aware that you do that, and they're there with you while you're doing it. All right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Much love to you, and thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. And our next caller is ending in 4252. This is Catherine from New York. Hello?
Hello.
It helps if I unmute you.
Hi,
Catherine.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Okay, it says you wanted a Blog Talk Radio. I see that it looks like you have a pet that's still living. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. Would you understand having had a lap pet?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I'm aware of. So whoever that was to you is coming through immediately and letting you know.
Wow.
If your lap's empty right now, they're letting you know they're still there, okay? And and I see that you've been a bit displaced. Have you moved recently, or did someone else move away?
No, I've actually been thinking of moving.
Okay. I have this feeling they're giving me. I'll just let you know, and please understand that I'm just relaying information I'm being given. It may sound at times like I give advice. I really don't. I'm just relaying information that's being given to me. And it feels like you're moving, and it feels like you would have moved when you gave up or lost this pet that you had. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. I feel they're giving me the reference again. Now you may be moving again and getting another pet. Okay. So they are giving me this feeling and this reference here, and it feels like you're putting closure on where you are right now. There are compelling reasons that you want to move on, even if it's just to move on. Do you understand that?
Totally. Yes.
Okay. I have a gentleman here, spirit side, and a very stand-up guy. He was on the taller side. And he comes in directly behind me, very fatherly to you. And I really like him. He had a lot of integrity. And he was always there if you needed him, but he stayed in the background if you didn't, pretty much. You could always go to him, and he was supportive. But he didn't butt in a lot. That was more your mom. but I see that you have good relationships in communicating with your parents and other people. So you're a very good communicator. And you came by that honestly. You know, you learned that. And it looks really good. So you've been talking with someone at a distance through the mail, please?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to say that I feel related, but I don't. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And that there's a concern around this gentleman. Does that make sense to you as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And that your move may have something to do with that as well. And.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So just letting you know, I've got a lady here too, dad's side of the family, coming in, and my head is buzzing. So I think she either had an Alzheimer's condition or passed from a stroke condition, and or both. Letting me know that she feels very grandmotherly to me, and
yeah.
She had an awful lot to say about how things should be done, and I like the way she dressed, really nice. She was quite a lady. And her appearance was quite ladylike, and she would have been someone to model after. And I don't see her be real hands-on, not the kind with the big squeeze, but you knew she loved you, right?
Yes, wow, yes.
And that we miss her a lot, her and your dad both. And they're letting you know, and she's putting her hand on your dad's heart. So did he pass from a heart condition, please?
Yes.
Thank you. And she would have already been in the spirit world, but she's showing me that he was well received and that he, like, good job, okay? And that he just wore out is how she's giving it to me. So bringing you a lot of love, and they're bringing me in for you. Easter's the big holiday because I have baskets here with eggs and candy. I don't have Christmas at all. Okay, so I don't know if that's the time when you saw your grandma, but I have Easter baskets for you, and also lets me know that by Easter it will be a joyful time again. All right, so I'll let you know that. Much love to you. Thanks for calling in and listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio.
Our next caller is Deborah from the Rochester area.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And you would like a spot reading?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm aware of a male in spirit, and I feel like something is not right in my abdomen area. And I feel that it was devastating. Does that make sense to you?
I'm trying to think. It would make more sense if it were a female. To tell you the truth.
Okay, this is wonderful. This is a learning opportunity. This is a teaching moment is what we call it. All right. I'm aware of that feeling. You say that's with a female. I'm aware of a male. So I'm seeing a male and I'm feeling the condition. So what I have are two spirits who are on different channels of mine. Okay?
Okay.
A lady I'm feeling on the clairsentient channel, and a gentleman I'm seeing on the clairvoyant channel. So I'm going to bring them both around here. And would you understand the two of them would have been very close? You know who both of them are, actually.
Yes,
and
they
would have been very close.
Yeah.
They're also telling me they did this dance back and forth where they would pretend to be ill, or one would be ill and the other would be, you know, they did this dance, right? You understand that?
A little, yeah.
And they're saying that... I'm aware of a grandma, mom's side of the family they're talking about. I do believe this will be mom who's in the spirit world communicating. Was there an issue with who was going to take care of your grandma, mom's side of the family, your mom's mom? Was there an issue of who would take care of her, please? Because she's giving me this reference, and I don't want to be mean when I say this, but kind of like nobody wanted to do it, okay? So, all right, you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Please understand, she's here too, so she knows they're saying this, and she's laughing as well, okay?
Uh-huh.
She was a difficult person. Does that make sense to you? And she had...
my grandma, or are you saying?
It feels like your grandma, mom's side of the family.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, she was, but my mom learned well from her, so she was the really difficult one.
Your mom was the really difficult one, because I have their laughing here, okay, about
okay.
And I want to say that one of them, yes, they were difficult, but they had a lot of conditions. Some were real and some were imagined, okay?
Yes.
Means that one of them used manipulation a bit, or accentuated their bad health in order to have company or their needs met right? You understand?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Attention, and so they say nobody wanted to take care of her, right? And you understand. So they're laughing now, saying, oh, you're through all that, and now you're just in the joy. So I feel that your life, everybody's grown up, moved on, and that you're pretty much in a place where you can choose what you want to do. Make sense to you?
Absolutely, yes.
And that you're grateful for the peace, because now you can make it only what you want, not what everybody else needs. Okay?
Yes.
The big productions are over and things became very simple now. And you still do it and you still like it. I see you decorating a Christmas tree, but it's not like it used to be. Okay? And it feels good now. And that your relationships are clean, and that people come to visit, and it's meaningful, and it's short-lived. No one overstays their welcome. I think that was well learned in the family as well. And, and it works well, okay? I do see a grandbaby that you're missing, or a great-grandbaby or grandbaby. Do you understand this, please?
Missing?
That you're missing. You don't see enough.
Yes.
Okay, and that's really where your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
And that just because of circumstances and nothing else, it's not because you're difficult or anything else. So you don't get to see this little one nearly enough. And they're showing that to me, and it doesn't look like you'll be seeing them this year, mostly because of COVID and the conditions and circumstances surrounding their family. Right. So, I have the spirit world letting me know that they're all over it. They know where your heart is. They know that you're missing this loved one. And you do Zoom in these things. You FaceTime or Zoom. You get to see and stay in touch is what they're showing me. And so this is better than nothing. All right?
Okay.
So a lot of love to you. We have mom and her mom. They are blowing kisses tremendously. That was their demonstration. And saying goodbye, which was always a relief when you pulled out for you.
Right.
But they're always so grateful for the visit, so they're letting you know that too. All right? Much love to you.
Okay, great.
And
okay,
pumpkin
thank you.
Pie. Pumpkin pie with homemade crust.
Ooh, this sounds good, yes. I just actually messed one up at Thanksgiving, so that could be the reference.
Did you not get the crust right? Because they're showing me it's too thick and a little brown.
It was horrible. I didn't cook it long enough, and then I tried to recook it, and we're talking disaster here.
Oh, okay. We're talking about this pumpkin pie. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, please know they're around. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, you too.
Our next caller is Nathaniel from California, and he would like a spot reading to connect with family.
Hi, Nathaniel. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello. Hi.
Hi. So you're wanting to connect with your family. I'm feeling a very profound loss here, and I feel a heart, and I'm also feeling like on the left side of my body, heart, abdomen, upper abdomen, like in the pancreas area or stomach, pancreas, spleen area. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel a gentleman, but I have an overlay. I have an older gentleman and a younger male also coming through together. Does that make sense to you?
Could be my dad and my twin brother that passed away a couple months after birth.
Okay. Well, please understand. I'll unpack it for you and let you know. So we'll get it a little clearer here. Coming through, I do feel, and I'm going to acknowledge the one being your dad because the vibration matches. And I want to say he's giving me this like he would have been like you had to be a man. Okay. Had to be a man. And I think he had a rigid ideas around that a bit. Does that make sense to you?
Why I'm not exactly sure. You said I had to be a man, or he had to be a man.
I think that the idea of him trying to make people a man, him being a man, all the boys had to be men. You know, that was a big deal for him.
I see. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a look back saying that maybe he should have been more, you know. Right.
Less judgmental, less rigid he should have been is what he's saying, yes.
Yeah.
And more accepting and more loving, but he couldn't, for whatever reason, was about him and his dad. Had nothing to do with anyone else, and it really was learned, but he feels a bit remorseful about that. I'll let you know that he's making me aware that he was very rigid in his belief system and very rigid in his gender beliefs as well, and roles and the whole works, okay? He was very rigid about how the world should go, how families should go, and all of this. And he's seeing that it caused some pain in the family. All right. I'm also seeing toward the end of his life, you know, it was difficult for him to surrender. Does that make sense to you?
Surrender, I guess that would be it. When he got sick and stuff, I suppose that it was a difficult thing for him.
It was. He didn't like being vulnerable, but that's exactly what it did. And he slowly surrendered, where he became aware of everything that he had pretty much missed in his life by being how he was in his mental state, his belief system. And he was grateful for the tender care that he received. Okay? He's highlighting that to me. And it was difficult because he was a very vain man, and so maintaining his dignity was difficult, and people treated him with the utmost respect and dignity, and he's profoundly grateful for that. All right? Your mom still living, please?
My mom now?
Yeah, is your mom still living?
No, actually, my mom died 11/11/77, so I know that's a... So she passed away before him.
Okay.
She passed away.
He's showing me her. And when they show them to me, they're in the etheric, so I can't tell here or there. Okay? And I would have thought that he might have gone first, but you're saying, no, he didn't. So he's making me aware that he was reunited with her because he's showing her to me. All right? And I know that that was significant for whatever reason. Okay. Your name is Nathaniel. Do you understand the name Daniel?
I had a friend named Dan. I don't know.
Pass into spirit.
Daniel, someone? I'm not sure.
I'm getting the name Danny, Daniel. Daniel, Danny, they would have called him.
Okay, I guess that.
Daniel, Danny, okay,
yeah.
Would have been someone in and around the family or someone that you knew. And they're making a joke. They're showing me a birthday cake. Is it, you would understand this being a time in and around someone's birthday. They're actually giving me the month of October, so we're past that already. Can you place a birthday in October, please?
Not a Danny in October. I really don't know many.
No, anyone in October. They're mentioning a birthday in October. Doesn't mean it's his.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone.
Remember we said that.
I lived with someone that's living. I had kind of a person I was helping, and he was October 20th. So
okay.
I don't know if they're talking about him.
Can you connect the name Daniel to him in any way?
No. His nickname's Butch, and his name's William. So
it doesn't have to be his name.
But I have a cousin. I have a cousin named Danny, and he was born in December. Then I had another friend named Danny, and he was born in December too.
I'm taking the cousin. I'm taking the cousin,
yeah.
And I'll tell you why. It's another teaching moment here. I have a cousin named Dan. His name, and they called him Danny. His name was Daniel. I have a cousin, Dan. So it's probably a trigger on the name. I don't get names all that much. So, and they bring it through. That vibration just resonates so strong. So he's still living, or has he passed into spirit?
I haven't seen any of these people for so long, over 10 years or more.
Okay.
I mean, Danny.
That's okay.
My cousin, I haven't seen since, you know.
Forever.
You know, 40 years ago or more, since before my mom died.
Yeah.
In 77. So that was, but.
So the message for you then, sometimes, and it seems like who's coming through might be a bit out of context for you or people you haven't thought about in a while. And the message is to think about all the people. You know, sometimes we can focus on one or two and just completely forget about everybody else. And, you know, it's our job to remember people here. When the spirit world tells us to remember people, you know, I'll never forget. I had a reading and I had a Vietnam vet. He was actually killed in action on the friendly fire. And he came through and he was mentioning the birthday of an uncle and nobody could take it at first. And then they went, oh, yeah, well, he's coming through to remind them, to remind them happy birthday. So your message really is to stay more in touch with family. Will you do that, please, this holiday?
Well, you know, my brother, you know, I could tell you his history and stuff, but, maybe I should try to connect with my brother here or somebody else, but, you know.
The message is stay connected with the people who are still living. That's really your message for this holiday season. Reach out to those who are still living. Can you do that this year?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
And I do believe this is your mom jumping in. She wore lipstick. She liked wearing lipstick in her day. And she's giving you a kiss and wiping it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
much love from your mom. And stay in touch with people who are still living this holiday season.
Hey, well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, our next and probably last caller for today is Charlotte from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Charlotte from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi. Were you wanting a spot reading?
Yes, please.
Okay. Immediately they're showing me, and I don't understand this, but they're showing me a line of children. You know how children in school, like, walk in a line? And they're showing me, I have a feeling of, like, I want to say adoption. I'm seeing a Catholic school or Catholic facility with children. Does that make sense to you in any way?
No, not really.
Okay. So you don't understand being around or being sensitive to, I really would just want to say, like, a Catholic orphanage or school children. Were you a teacher?
No, I was a school bus driver.
A school bus driver. Thank you. And you wouldn't have been driving to a Catholic school unless you did, but I'm seeing the line of children. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm aware of the school. I also have that Catholic connection, though, and I don't know how that fits in. All right.
I did go to Catholic schools, you know, with kids on the bus.
Oh, okay. So thank you. Okay. So
yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And you were very sensitive. You were very good with the kids is what they're showing.
Thank you.
I have a lady here, dad's side of the family, but it feels like this was more of an in-law to you. So can you place a mother-in-law or stepmom, please?
My mother-in-law is still alive, and I didn't have a stepmom.
Didn't have a stepmom. Did your dad have a stepmom?
No.
Okay. Can you place a stepmom with anyone? Because I still want to bring this.
No. No.
Okay. Remember, we said it then, and you're not a stepmom, is that correct?
I am not, no.
Okay. Remember, we said this then, all right?
Okay.
And again, I'm placing it in the in-laws, so it might not be your family. It could be your husband's family.
Okay.
And I have a lady coming in, feels very motherly to you. She's grabbing her robe like this and holding it closed. She was a very modest woman.
Okay.
You'd understand. And she wore a lot of night clothes later in her illness. And she didn't like to be seen in any kind of when she wasn't prepared for company. And she would be grateful, but she would be, you know, embarrassed, if you will, and kind of covered. And, you know, her hair wouldn't be fixed. And but she was grateful. I also feel a bit of confusion around her. So can you place someone who had a bit of dementia or Alzheimer's disease in and around the family there?
My mom a little bit.
Okay. And just a little, yeah. I'm saying just a little. Because I'm seeing full blown. I'm seeing where they will become aware then of things and be confused. She's just coming through. She's bringing you fresh flowers, and she's bringing them in a teapot or watering pot. I think that you both love flowers. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. Very true.
Fresh flowers would be like the balm for a gift, wouldn't it? In a lavender watering can as a vase. I see is the beautiful flowers here, and she's bringing them and putting them up, putting them on the table. And just admiring how beautiful they are. I think springtime was her season and probably yours as well. I think you always look forward to getting back in the garden. And, and that's a love that you shared with her. And she's just acknowledging that. And Christmas, fireplaces, you're okay. You know, you get through the winter and you do it well. I do feel, you know, you could be a New England person. You could live there. You know, you can do it, but it isn't your favorite. Okay. And
right.
You do the decorations again. Not your favorite. They're more stately than they are, you know, lavish. And you just do it a simple, nice kind of upscale country type.
Yeah.
Simple.
That's me.
She's giving you kudos, and you know when you put the Christmas tree up, you start waiting for spring. You watch the bunnies. She's showing a lot of rabbits in and around the yard where you are, where she was, and you watch the bunnies, and you can tell kind of by their activity how the seasons are going is what she's showing you. All right, and you pay attention to all these things. And bird feeders that will go empty all the time. And, and noisy blue jays are in and around. She just wants to let you know she's thinking of you, she loves you, and that she's glad that you finally found peace. All right?
Oh, okay.
So I want to thank you for calling in. And I want to thank you also for listening to Lily the Owl Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for taking me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure and privilege. Happy holidays to you. Well, that concludes our show for today. Thank you for listening. And again, check out the offerings in LilydaleAssembly.org, and check out for the candlelight service at Church of the Living Spirit, COLS, and see if you bring a candle on Zoom and get a little reading December 19th. So again, thank you for listening. I'm Sharon Hill, and this is Media Monday on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio.